feeling when you go back that, you know what, I want to show them that they made a big mistake?
I think anybody as competitive as we are in this business would feel that way. You know, going back, you want to show them that you are good enough and that they passed up on something good.
What are the feelings going to be like as you get to the stadium and suit up against the guys that you had against in training camp?
You know, it's going to be crazy. I'm just trying to play it as another game. You know, you don't want to get too big on any one game. You want to go in there and you want to do your job. You know, the game's not about me. The game is about our team going to Jacksonville and coming out of there 3-1. So I'm just prepared like I've been preparing, and go try to play as best as I can to help this team win.
In football, if you try to do too much, is that when you don't play well?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the last thing I want to do. The last thing I want to do is go in there with my head somewhere else and hurt the team. So I'm just going to go out here and keep preparing and try to make plays like I've been doing.
When they let you go, how confident were you that there would be another opportunity somewhere?
I was confident. It was just a hard time. You know, that was a crazy offseason for me, not getting drafted and how everything went down. But, you know, it is what it is, and you got to keep working and keep pushing, and now I'm here, and what's a better situation for me, so it all worked out.
Isn't it crazy how it works out? You know, the stress, I guess, of not and the uncertainty, but I guess you're in a better situation where you played your college ball.
Yeah, man, you know, God knew where I wanted to be and where I needed to be, and obviously that wasn't the place. I didn't know it at the time, but I'm here in a much better situation where I got a chance to start and be on a great team with a great quarterback and a great program just to grow and be a part of.
When you got let go by Jacksonville, what kind of feedback did you get, around the NFL, around the college circles, from college coaches that you respected that, this is something still worth chasing? This is not, I guess blind faith.
Yeah, I heard from a few teams, and it just kind of was a waiting game, when you get let go at the last cuts, everybody really has their team set, so you kind of got to wait till someone gets hurt or something else doesn't work out. But I knew the teams were interested. I knew I just needed to just keep faith and keep working and be prepared when the opportunity presented itself.
Is this the kind of skill that you've always had, or did something click when you came here?
No, I think it was something that I always had. I was a little banged up in Jacksonville, and I'm fresh out of college, so you're really getting adjusted to the program and the speed of it. And I think coming here was the best thing for me to be able to sit on the practice squad and really learn and grow as a player.
When they let you go, what did Jacksonville say to you? What did they say to you when they let you go?
You know, they just said it was real close, man. It came down to the wire to me and one other guy, and it was just some inconsistencies on my part that the other dude was doing a little bit better than me, and they made a decision.
Who was that guy? Right?
It was Jamar Newsom at the time.
He's not there anymore, is he?
No, he's in Kansas City, I think. So.
You look at that and shake your head?
It was a lot going on there. They ended up letting go of their coach halfway through the year, and it was just a lot of chaos over there, and I think it worked out better for me coming here with somewhere more stable.
How much do you remember that conversation that Armand, one guy, was doing things a little bit better, mm-hmm. the details were done a little bit better?
Oh, yeah.
How do you remember that as you approach your business every day?
It's something I'll never forget, man. I talk to Herb about it all the time, and it's something that motivates me. Being looked over, being told you're not good enough is something that's very hard for me to let go, and it's something that drives me to be as good as I can be when I come to work every day.
The obvious question is how jacked up are you going to be Sunday?
I'm excited, man. It's a football game. We're going on the road, a chance to be 3-1 coming out of here, and I just want to play well and help my team win.
I guess you'd like to leave them with something, I guess.
Well, I don't go in there with any agenda, man. The product on the film will speak for itself if I go out there and do my job as I've been doing, and if we come out there with a victory.